Once upon a time, in a world with faith and fairness, there was something hidden.
Down the boundary! He's gonna go! Broncos lead!
Pitch on the way from Mikolajczyk.
Swing and a miss! Mikolajczyk gets the strikeout! And for the first time in school history, the Bearcats are going to the Super Regionals!
Get ready for a next-level show.
From the campus of Sam Houston State University, welcome to Chasing the Cup.
Welcome to Chasing the Cup. I'm not Ryan Reynolds. I'm your new host, Gabe Myers. And before we get started today, I just want to give a quick shout out to Ryan. He was the one who created this podcast. It was really his idea. He laid the groundwork for it. He put a lot of hard work into it, and he did a great job with it. I know I enjoyed listening to it, and I'm sure you guys did as well. So before we get started here in January, now I just want to give a quick shout out to Ryan and thank him for all the hard work he put in and allowing me to take over, and wish you nothing but the best, bud, up in San Angelo. And with that being said, we'll get started. Today on Chasing the Cup, we'll have Sam Houston basketball coach Jason Hooten on talk about Wednesday night's win over Southeastern Louisiana. His team's off to an 8-0 start in Southland play. We'll touch on that a little bit. And they got the big game Saturday against Stephen F. Austin, the defending Southland Conference champions and arch rivals. I'll also break down the Southland basketball standings for both the men and the women. The women are doing quite well this year under first-year head coach Raven Justice. And I'll bring you up to date on all Bearcat athletics. We got a lot of teams in action right now. So without further ado, we'll have head coach Jason Hooten on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Coach, talk about Wednesday night's win over Southeastern Louisiana.
As I think you and I were just talking, I mean, anytime you can win on the road in conference play, it's always huge. And, a place that's, I think traditionally been hard to play. It's been a real hard place to play at, and I think at the point in time where we're at in the season, almost at the end of the first round. In fact, I think Saturday marks the end of the first round for us. So just to be able to go out and get that road win, and then just continue our streak and continue our good play of basketball at this time and period was big.
So, Coach, in the game against Southeastern, it was R.J. Smith who came in off the bench and played a big role for you guys. And it's not the first time he's played a big role for you guys. I remember earlier in the year against Houston Baptist, he came into the game off the bench and really changed the momentum of that game and helped y'all get the win. Talk about his overall impact on the team.
R.J.'s a very talented young man. He's got tons of ability and can do a lot of things on the basketball court. And I just think maybe some of his inconsistent playing time this season was just based purely on that, just trying to really get him to figure out that he can do a lot of things on the court and then just the things that we need him to do, in order to be successful. And it's just an adjustment period sometimes for guys. Some guys take longer than others. And I think once RJ figured out that we kind of have his best interest at heart and that the team's best interest at heart, then he started to relax and play, and you can see how good of a player he can be.
Coach, one of the reasons Wednesday night's win was so impressive against Southeastern was that your starting center, Kai Mitchell, was in foul trouble for a good portion of the game. That's one of the reasons RJ had to come in and play such a big role. What does that say about your team's mental and physical toughness that you're able to go on the road against a very good team and beat them without maybe your most important player?
Unfortunately, Kai's been in a lot of foul trouble this year, and we've kind of learned how to do that. It's not what we want to do, but we've had to. And, I thought the first half they were a little tougher than we were, and I told the guys at halftime, I just said we weren't tough enough tonight, and we weren't tough enough in the first half. And I thought in the second half we were definitely tougher. And, we've had guys step up. I mean, RJ was one last night. Chidozie gave us some real good minutes early in the game, and Bubba has in the past, and, yeah, I think it was just, there was a 2 or 3 minute stretch where Albert had to play the five last night, which, is not ideal for us either. But I think that's the sign of a good team. It's a sign of a team that just doesn't depend on one person or two people. It depends on a team. And that's the best. When we're at our best, that's the way we play.
So, Coach, after last night's win, your team is now 8-0 in conference play. So I think the question is, what has made this team so special that you guys are able to get off to this great start?
Team. You know, this team is, they really, really have gelled, and they've really played well together. They share the ball as good as any team I've ever coached. Obviously, we can really shoot the ball, but we just play as a team, as a unit. You know, I don't know. I was real happy to see that we had two Conference Player of the Weeks back-to-back, but that's not really what this team is all about. It's just a different person. We always say it's a different person that drives the bus every night. You know, we got a different guy stepped up. Last night it was Chad and RJ, and, you know, the night before that it was Cam. And it's just been different guys step up all the time, and, you know, and then guys that are steady. And then I think the other thing that doesn't go get enough credit is our senior leadership right now. I mean, we got four seniors that, you know, are just playing really well and just really good leaders. And, you know, most of the time in college basketball, you're only as good as your experience.
Coach, I'm happy you mentioned the seniors, because one thing that's obvious in watching y'all practice and watching y'all play is the culture that's set here. It's a culture of enthusiasm. You see guys getting excited on the bench for each other, and you just see the overall team culture that you guys have here. It's a very unselfish culture. How big of a role have these four seniors played in that?
They are what our culture is. You know, I felt like when I got the job 9 years ago that was what the first thing I wanted to do. And it's not that the culture wasn't great already. I mean, I picked a team that had just came off the NCAA tournament, and Bob Marlin, who's the head coach at the time, is the winningest coach in the history of the school. I mean, it's not like I took a job, you know, that was in the doldrums and had to be, you know, resuscitated. I mean, this job was, this program was already where it needed to be. But when you take over a different personality, a different coach, there's a different culture to be set. And I feel like that's what we did, and that's what we've continued to grow on, is our culture, because I think our culture is what our program is all about. And so what we try to do each year is just keep bringing young men in that fit that culture. And we have a good group right now that's, you know, that justifies that, that signifies it. And we've gotten better as time went on, and we've took a bunch of early bumps and some lessons that we learned, and it's been fun to watch these guys kind of gel and mold. And, you know, exciting thing for me though is going home and watching the film and saying, golly, there's so many things that we can improve on. And, you know, we just keep leaving extra shots out there, or extra points, or we're missing a few blockouts or rebounds, or so we're going to keep getting better.
So, Coach, the success this year has been a bit of a surprise to most people in the conference. I mean, you guys were picked 7th in the league to start the season, and now here you are almost halfway through, sitting in first place. For you, what's been the most surprising thing about this team's success?
Well, I mean, I really didn't buy in too much to the preseason pick, just because I just think sometimes in our conference, it's media-wise, it's hard to figure out who recruited who or who has a guy sitting out. So I think those sometimes are, you know, swayed one way or the other. The biggest surprise to me right now is probably like right around the middle of December, maybe the beginning of December, second week in December, third week in December, our guys just really, I just started to see them figuring some things out. And, you know, I'd be lying to you if sitting right here saying that, you know, I thought that we would get where we're at this quick. I thought we still were on that upward tick. And we are, don't get me wrong, we're going to get better. But I just think our guys really started to figure that out about the time conference started. And, you know, they've just been locked in. They've been focused. You know, sometimes you have to do some gimmicky things. And as a coach, you've got to, you know, give a lot of big speeches and some things. But with this group, we just kind of talk about, you know, preparing. You know, we got a couple little sayings that we just keep saying, and they just show up every day ready to go. And, you know, and that's even from a practice standpoint. We weren't practicing very well either during that stretch, which I'm a big practice person, and I was very concerned with that. And then just kind of the same thing, we really started to pick up our practices. And when our practices got better, that's when our team started to get better. And I kept telling them, you know, this time of the year, we've got to have great practices, because now, you know, like today, we're only going to go over SFA stuff. We're not going to do a lot of running and a lot of getting up and down. So really right now, we're only practicing about a day or two a week where we really kind of get after it. So, you know, it was important during that stretch that we had some great practices so that we could get better in jail and, you know, improve on a lot of things.
So, Coach, now you brought it up, the elephant in the room. Stephen F. Austin's coming into town on Saturday. What's the general approach going into the SFA game?
We haven't started it yet. I mean, Coach Mudge, it's his scout. He's done a great job all year long in his whole career with me, and all the coaches in general have done a great job of preparing our team. And I've watched one of their games on the road back last night, and fixing to watch another one now. And then we'll meet before practice and probably just kind of set the game plan. So I don't have any, you know, I know they're very talented. They've got two or three players in our league that are possible first-team all-conference guys, and, you know, Kevon Harris and Shannon Bogues and Fitzgerald Kidd. I mean, those three guys are all fantastic players and can score at high, high levels and high clips. I mean, you're talking guys that can go get 20 at a drop of a hat. So we know we got to stop those three guys for sure. But we also know they're very well coached. They play real hard. And, you know, and they've definitely had the best of us over the last 10 years, 9 years. So, but it's just another game. I mean, and I know that's cliche-ish, but it is. We've taken one game at a time, and we won't change that. Our guys last night were only concerned about beating Southeastern. They weren't worried about coming home and getting to play SFA. The game itself and all you guys make it into people being excited and ready to play. I'm not worried about that part. I'm just worried about, you know, getting prepared and getting that game plan in.
So, Coach, you haven't had the greatest success against SFA in the last few years. What makes this Sam Houston team a better matchup for SFA as opposed to maybe previous teams you've had?
I don't know if I've seen enough of them yet to really give you a defining answer. I think that our team is playing well right now. They've won a bunch of really close games here of late. You know, the Abilene game with a crazy finish. And then they won an overtime game last night at home against Central Arkansas, who's a really good team. So, you know, I don't know enough about their team yet. I'm just more concerned about us and, you know, how we do things and the way we match up with them and what we got to do to get prepared and win this basketball game. And, you know, I think I'll have a little bit better feel probably tomorrow by the time practice starts after watching a couple of more games on them. I think a game like this, it really doesn't matter what the records are. I think you throw out that we're 8-0, and I think you throw out that, you know, that they're 4-3 or whatever they are, because it's just a rival game, and, you know, everybody's going to try to play their best. And we're going to have to. We'll have to be on top of our game Saturday night to beat those guys.
Okay, Coach, there's one last thing I want to touch on before we finish up. I can't leave this office without getting your Super Bowl pick.
Whew, man. Golly, I'm a big Dallas Cowboy fan, and right now the Patriots are tied with us with the most Super Bowls ever. I really don't want them to get one more and be tied with the Steelers. So I'd rather just chase the Steelers for that sixth coveted Super Bowl ring. And, you know, Tom Brady's the guy you love to hate. I mean, he's just such a good player, and, you know, that – phenomenal team leader and just wins. You know, it's like 2 years ago, you know, I thought they were going to get beat against Atlanta, and the guy just found a way for them to win. So it'd be hard to pick against them, but I'm pulling for the Rams.
Okay, Coach, well, I very much appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on the show.
Always. Thank you.
fans, want to get into Bearcats athletic events for free? Become a Texas Farm Bureau member today. Texas Farm Bureau members get 2 free tickets to Bearcats athletic events when you show proof of membership at the ticket office. Texas Farm Bureau members receive many great offers and benefits throughout the Lone Star State. Visit texasfarmbureau.org/sports to learn more about how you can get free tickets just by becoming a Texas Farm Bureau member. Texas Farm Bureau, a proud partner of Sam Houston State Athletics.
And that was Sam Houston State basketball coach Jason Hooten that was just on the show once again. And coach, we'd love to have you back on anytime. Now let's take a look at how the Bearcats are performing. We'll start with men's basketball. We just talked to Coach Hooten, and as we mentioned, the team is 8-0 in conference play right now, off to the best start in a long time here in Huntsville. They're a game and a half ahead of second place ACU, Abilene Christian, who's currently sitting at 7-2. The Bearcats beat Abilene Christian earlier this season, opening up Southland play with a 71-68 victory over the Wildcats. And a nice little nugget about the Bearcats here, as they've had back-to-back Southland Conference Players of the Week. Kai Mitchell won it 2 weeks ago for the Bearcats, and last week Cameron Delaney pulled in the award. So nice team effort there for the Bearcats, showing that a lot of people can get the job done here for Jason Hooten's team. Now we go over to the women's basketball team, and first-year coach Raven Justice has done a great job turning the program around over there. After winning just 4 conference games total in the last 2 seasons, through 8 games, the Bearcats are 5-3 in Southland play, which is good for 4th in the conference. On Wednesday night, the Bearcats defeated Southeastern Louisiana 94-63. Jalen Walker led the way for the Bearcats with 27 points. And up next, the Bearcats will also be taking on Stephen F. Austin here in Huntsville on Saturday. The Lady Jacks are currently 7-0, one of 2 undefeated teams in Southland play, and the Bearcats will be looking to get a big win on a Saturday here in Huntsville. And then we go over to the lanes and look at the bowling team. Coach Hagan's squad currently ranked number 6 in the country according to the NCAA RPI. In their most recent event, 2 weekends ago in Kutztown in Pennsylvania, the Bearcats finished 8th, not quite the result they were hoping for, but they're looking to get their feet back underneath them this weekend as they travel to Arlington for the PVAM Invitational. And now we're going to head over to the tennis court, where the ladies will look to get back on track this weekend against UTSA. The Bearcats have lost their last 2 games against University of Houston and against Rice, but they're back home for the first time in a long time. We'll be looking to get their feet back underneath them here against UTSA. And that just about wraps up this week's show. Be sure to head to GoBearcats.com for everything Bearcat sports. Also, tickets are cheaper to Bearcat sporting events if you buy them online at GoBearcats.com. So if you're coming out to a game here in Huntsville, be sure to pre-purchase your tickets at GoBearcats.com. I hope all of you have a great weekend. See you guys next week here on Chasing the Cup.